What's up, DI fam? It's Ashley Tajay.
Hey, everybody. It's Tasha.
Hey, guys. It's Nikki.
And Tasha got a question for us today.
Yes. So I have a question for you ladies. And it came like super randomly. So a friend of mine, a real dear friend of mine, had said, I'm going to listen to your podcast because I really want to support you guys. Like, period. I really do. And so I said, okay, you know what? Go on. Here you go. Spotify. Check it out. Give me your feedback. Let me know what you think.
All right.
So she's like, you know what? She comes over to my desk at work. So I felt like it was probably very serious for her.
Right.
So she came over and she said, can I ask you a question? And I said, yeah, sure, sure. She said, I notice listening, because I listened to you guys several times. I listened to several of the audios, podcasts. And I find that not Ashley and not Nikki per se, but you say nigga a lot. You say the N-word a lot. Like, why? Why? I just want to know why. And I said, like, I don't look at it, you know, any other way other than, like, I really honestly, that was the first thing I said. I said, I actually don't realize I say it that much. I was like, but if I say it.
I can't believe you said that. Yeah.
I said, but if I say it.
Was she black?
No. No, she's not. Okay, but that's my homie, though. You know what I'm saying? No, so I felt like, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like it was, you know, a fair question. And she said, because I'm just asking only because, you know, I'm Italian. So when people say certain derogatory words towards us, I feel like it's offensive. She said, and I feel like that word is offensive. Aww. So I told her, first off, I didn't realize I was saying it that much. But then secondly, I said, listen, there's a difference. There's N-I-G-G-A and there's N-I-G-G-E-R. I said, I'm not saying the G-E-R.
Right.
So that's the difference. I said, I'm saying the G-A, and that's a term of endearment, my love. We took it, you know, one way where they used it to
against,
and then we used it as, it's really is a term of endearment.
It really, yeah.
Like, it's just, and I said to her, it's just like me calling you bitch. Like, hey, bitch!
Right.
Like, it's not, like, a bad thing, but
that word is universal.
And the game
universal.
That's, you know, true, so, but to put it in context.
Yes.
So she can understand it.
Yeah, and so I'm asking you ladies, like, what do you think? Do you agree with what I said? Because, or do you disagree? Do you feel like I say it too much? Or
I don't know. I was thinking, like, listening to some of our old ones, I thought I said it too much.
Okay. So I didn't think you said it too much.
I think I do.
Okay.
I don't know. But I was like, I don't know. We're used to saying it, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I say it all the time.
And I have to put out there that she said she was not offended.
Well, that's good.
When I said it. She just felt like it's offensive to us as black people. I said, you have to understand the history behind it.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I said, just like,
That's interesting.
Like, and so I just wanted to get, you know, you ladies' opinion on it. And then also too, asking our DI family, like, do you feel like the words are offensive? Do you feel like I say it too much? Should I scale back? I probably won't. But you can still kind of let me know. I feel like because it's second nature for me.
Yeah.
I just say it.
Yeah, it's second nature. I'm not going to, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like it, you should answer out first. I think this is a really good question.
Okay.
I think it's a good question. I don't know, though. I don't think it's offensive.
Okay.
I can understand why she would think it's offensive.
Because she's unfamiliar with it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's something to be said about exposure.
Got you. Yes.
Right? Like, when you're not exposed to our communities,
mm-hmm.
you don't understand the language,
exactly.
The rhythm, mm-hmm. the speech patterns. Exactly. Like, all that stuff is, like, exposure to the community.
Yes. Yeah.
Is so foreign to certain people.
It is.
So to kind of get in that skin is, like, mm-hmm. it's a different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely is.
I totally agree with you. And that brought me, like, we had a longer conversation
That's
than the
dope.
Piece of information that I gave you. But it also, at that moment, and again, it's bringing me back to when, oh my goodness, there was an interview done with Denzel Washington. And there was a movie that was an all-black cast. Mm-hmm. And this thing went viral. Mm-hmm. And the young lady asked, why are you having a black director direct this black film? Why couldn't you have anyone else do it? And he said, listen, it's not a race thing. Mm-hmm. It's a culture thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, you wouldn't know how burning hair smells when you put a hot comb through it. That's a culture thing.
Right. Yeah.
You wouldn't know. He's saying this to the reporter.
Yeah.
And so he was like, see, in Scorsese, could he have directed a black film? Of course. But would he have done better in a Goodfellas? Yes, because he's Italian. He knows the culture. Yes, and it's the culture.
Yeah.
And so I broke that down to her as well. I was I said, it really is. We want to say, when most people say, oh, it's a black thing, or it's a white thing, or it's a girl thing, or it's a guy thing, sometimes that is really true.
Yeah.
Like, when you're brought up in a certain environment,
yeah,
and it's natural, it's normal, it's not offensive. You know what I mean?
That's a really good point.
And then she said, well, would you get offensive if a white person called you?
My thing is like, if you say, like, my nigga, like, I'm probably going to be like, don't do that.
Gotcha.
Because it's like, that's not, don't do that. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a bunch of other things for you to call me. So, no. I would get offensive. I mean, yes, I would get offensive.
Okay.
Don't, no.
So, I think that there's, you asked one question first. Do I think you use it too much? Absolutely not.
I don't.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Like, I probably don't even notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we don't notice it because we say it.
Yeah, it's
so
like.
So, it's like we wouldn't notice.
And then, but in this, I feel like there's a lot of black people who don't say it, though.
That are offended by it.
That's true. And I don't, and I think that's fine. I'm not here to police anybody in the community about their beliefs.
Okay.
Because if your experience and your history, if this is your space, you also, to me, have the right to be able to say what's okay for you. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to go with the collective. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like that's disempowering and that's not a word that you want to use and you want to replace it, like, I know a lot of people are saying king and queen now.
Okay. Yes.
If you have a conviction, go with your conviction.
Got it. Yes.
I don't think that one conviction is going to be the conviction of everybody, I think that there is room for all of that.
I agree.
That's just my opinion, though.
Got you.
Yeah.
And I like that, though.
I like that, too. Yeah. I feel like it's definitely, like, a culture thing, though.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people, like, even, like, when me and my brothers, like, we'll be, like, stupid.
Right.
Now, certain people might be like, oh, my God, do not call them stupid.
Right.
But to us, it's like, we're not saying that they're stupid. Like, that's how we talk to each other. It's like, you know, you might not understand it.
We know what
this
means.
Exactly. Like, you dummy. Like, that was dumb. Now, you're stupid, you know? Like, we say stuff. But we're not trying to tear each other down. We saying it just because that's our lingo. That's how we talk.
Yeah. And
so, I feel like that's just what it is. But I think that was nice. I feel like if more people had conversations like that, we would be able to, you know, have a complete understanding. I think that was really good of your friend to even ask.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of people won't ask, and then they'll be like, oh, my nigga.
Big ups to you for being open to have that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Like, that's really cool.
Facts. Only because I feel like I can be open with almost anyone.
Yeah.
I'm not an open book per se, but I am an honest person.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I felt like when she came to me, and because she's my homie,
right,
I was like, yo, she's acting as if, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I said to her, to lighten the mood, because it did get a little serious, I was like, yo, but if you came around the corner and was like, yo, my nigga, you know I would let that ride, right? She was like, I would never do that. I would never. I was like, I said, don't be so serious about it. It's all good. Like, I said, I know you probably would never say that.
Right.
I was like, but because you the homie, I know that it's not coming from a bad place.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, but if I didn't know you well, I was like, yo, such and such couldn't come over here. I would lay her ass out and lose my job.
Right.
But it's different. Right. I was like, wow, I didn't even think you really paid attention. She was like, oh, nope, just pulled it out. Mere observation. And I just felt like,
what does she think about the podcast?
I can ask her that. Okay, so overall, she loves all three of us. Me, she knows me.
That's dope.
But she loves you two so much, and she loves that we all have a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
She says, sometimes you guys agree,
But sometimes you guys don't agree, and that's what makes it fun. That's
exactly.
Awesome. Like, because you're having your different forms of opinion, yeah, and you're, like, expressing yourself so freely. And then I openly invited her to come on, and she was like, nope, I can never. But yeah, I've been
trying to get a lot of people on, and, like, they're saying no.
A lot of people are scared.
Yeah, they're nervous. And I'm like, what are you scared of?
But why do you believe that? Why do you think that is?
I know one person, like, we have a lot of, like, serious conversations, and I was like, I really want you on pod, but I guess it's because they're shy.
Okay.
But I'm like,
yeah, I definitely think
we're
so.
It's not people watching you. It's just us.
Right. And I think a lot of times people are afraid to hear themselves back. Maybe what they hear, what they sound like. Mm-hmm. And two, and we have good chemistry, number one.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
And we're all very strong.
Yes.
So that's, it's like you jumping into the fire in a sense.
I understand.
Yep. Like, I could take one. I don't know if I could take three.
Right.
You know?
God, yeah. And we have strong opinions. So yeah. I could definitely see that. And especially, here's the thing. We don't tackle soft topics.
No,
like, this is a real stuff. This is a topic.
Yes,
you know, really most of the stuff that we talk about, we're very passionate about, and that's it could true. Be like a triggering or a hot topic.
Yeah.
In order for you to jump in that, you gotta be
ready for anything that can happen. Because not to say that we would like lash out on you, but if you do disagree with what we're saying, we want to get our points across.
Yeah, but
so
we don't kind of
like
angry.
No one's belligerent. No one's like, yo, no.
You're wrong.
We don't, yeah, exactly.
We don't do that.
Like,
you know,
cut your mic. Get out my house.
Yo,
right
yo,
now.
Yo, cut your mic. Yo, yo, yo. Nicki Minaj, yeah,
right? Cut his mic off. Yeah. Cut his mic off.
Yeah. Or be subtle like that principal did to that young lady, that valedictorian who was talking about all those black men who were slain. He kind of like really subtly just said,
yep.
And then they cut her mic. So it was kind of like, we won't do you like that. You understand what I'm saying? This is a forum where you can have a difference of opinion. It's a podcast. It's open to.
And I mean, I like when it's just us three, too, but I like when we have people come on because everyone that we've had come on, it was some good episodes.
Yes. Yeah, we've
got
some
good content.
Yeah,
shout out to everybody who's come on. Yes.
Yeah, we definitely want people to come on, so.
Well, she said no so far. Maybe I can open her up, you know, but even in future, I just felt like that question, she posed it to me last week, and I was like, wow, you know what? Let me see what the ladies think about this.
That's a dope question, though. I think, and you know, I think it's always good to question ourselves about what we think. Like, that question from her was like, all right, well, what do you believe about it? Have you ever been kind of forced to reconcile your thoughts on that?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I think that was dope that she brought that up.
Yeah.
That
was. Yeah, the conversation, like I said, the conversation went on for about 15, 20 minutes. We talked about it, but I explained myself. I articulated myself very well.
I'm sure.
She understood.
I was going to say, how was her perspective after that?
When she, before she walked away, she said, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
And because then she brought up a scenario with her husband and his friends, his college friends, and the words that they use. Mm. And she's like, don't say that. Mm. And he's like, you don't get it. It's something between me and them. And we get it. It's not offensive. Nobody's hurt. Nobody's angry. But she didn't understand it. She just feels like anything that was used in a context that was negative, that hurt someone, should not then be turned around and used for something good. You just think you would always think back to the bad of it.
Right.
But I said, but there's two different wordings that bring about two different meanings.
Very true. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And it's also, too, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
And that's another thing I brought up with her. Yeah, yeah. I was like, now, if someone came, like, I'm saying, there's a difference. If I was waiting in a checkout line, and it was a 10 items or less line, and I threw a pack of gum and a magazine up there, and then some woman behind me says something, we start arguing, and she calls me a N-I-G-G-E-R, and she's of another color than black, I don't even care if you're Spanish, I'm going off on you, because you're not black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not black. You may be a minority, but you're not black. Mm. So it's different. They didn't use that word with you. They used that fucking word with us.
That's true. That's a huge conversation, though, because that's, like, exploding right now.
Yeah.
Like, with... Oh, I just seen it on...
Basketball Wives.
Oh, yeah.
That was another one that was kind of crazy.
That
was bugged out,
that
but...
was buggy.
Call me crazy. I agree with OG.
Yeah.
Well,
break it down, though. Break it down, Ashley.
Niggas wasn't feeling that whole Afro-Latina thing until... like, and we've talked about this. About this a lot. Definitely. But I feel like for Evelyn, like, bro, you've never came out and was talking about Afro-Latina.
You have to break down what we're talking about, what was said.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember what was said. Somebody else going to have to do that. Okay. I don't watch it anymore.
I don't watch that. So I've just seen, like, the couple
Instagram clips. Yeah,
that's all right. Well, then I actually watch it because, you know, I like Basketball Wives. So what had happened was that Evelyn had some receipts on OG dealing with her ex-husband, Ocho Cinco.
It was wrong.
Oh, and, okay. And so she felt like the receipts that she had really pointed to the fact that OG was cheating on her boyfriend for like thirsty, the longest time, and that she was thirsty and wanted to be with Ocho Cinco. Now, OG came out with information. She came out with information that really pointed to the fact that, okay, Evelyn, first of all, I'm not a groupie. He was trying to get with me.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, but let's get to the nigga comment.
Bottom line, she was just like calling her ugly. And she was like, well, I don't like the fact that you think that you're black. You're not black. You run around using the N-word, this and this and that. You can straighten your hair, make your hair curly all you want to. You're not black. You're not black. But my thing is, I felt like, okay, yeah, she's not black. But how many people outside of black folks use the N-word? A lot of people do.
Yeah, and I don't think she's wrong for using the N-word, but I think Evelyn was smart. She definitely has somebody in her corner who told her, like, yo, before that episode aired, she went on somewhere, and then you trying to... I'm Afro-Latina. I always said that I was Afro-Latina. It's like, no, you did not. You've always said that you speak the way that you speak because you're from the Bronx and that you're Puerto Rican, which is fine because that's what you are. But to now, since niggas start calling you out, which I never, when she would be like nigga and stuff like that, I never took it as offensive. You know what I'm saying? Especially being from New York. Anybody from New York, whether you're from upstate, downstate, metro state, wherever, we all speak like that. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so her speaking on that and saying nigga, that was never a problem. But to me, once niggas start calling you out for it, then you like, yeah, I probably shouldn't say that. Niggas to try and run on this whole Afro-Latina train. If you wasn't bigging it up before, don't big it up now. Evelyn ain't never stand for no Afro-Latina. She's always portrayed herself as Puerto Rican.
That is
and
true,
and I feel like
though.
Ever since, what's the girl from Amaya? Amara?
La Negra,
which I really like her. Now she talks about it, and she really gets hate for it. Niggas never went at Evelyn. It was like, yeah, you know, she thinks she black and that. Nobody true. Never said, so that's you never true. Even felt the need to even speak on it. Why are you speaking on it now?
But see, I'm going to disagree with both you guys on this one. I think the only reason that people are now feeling the need to say Afro-Latina or Afro-Latinx or whatever the case that people are coming out and saying is because I feel like before, what's understood never needed to be explained.
Ooh.
Now we're in such a super soft, like, politically correct redefining of things, which I think some redefinition is good.
Yes.
But I do think it's overkill.
Yes.
And I think that, and this is what I loved about our communities, black and brown together. And I'm just going to say the black community right now.
Okay.
Is that the black community always knew who it was. The black community, no matter what was taught in school, what was said, whatever was said about history, whatever the case may be, the black community, I felt, could identify itself and really spoke its own truth within its community.
Agreed.
Now that I feel like we are in this politically correct era, honestly, I think a lot of the majority, so I believe of the dominant culture, is causing things to be redefined and it's getting in the minds of people. Yes. And I don't agree with it. And what I see happening is you see the community caving in on itself.
Ooh.
In my personal opinion. Gotcha. Now I could be way off base, but I don't feel like, so yes, if you're Latin or Hispanic, are you different than a black American? Absolutely. Are there differences in your blood? Nobody, I don't think anybody is saying
arguing
that's not
that.
There.
No, definitely not.
But is there a commonality?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I don't think the commonality, I broke it down because I really, Fat Joe talked about it. He got some smoke. Evelyn's getting some smoke, which is kind of crazy to me. So now the way I think about it is you have two things, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about experience in America, right? Your experience as a black person, but also there's history.
Yes.
So your history and your experience.
Yes.
And I feel like when those two line up, there's a match.
Okay.
Not with every match will it be exactly the same.
Yes.
But are there more matches than there are differences?
Now, this is my thing. What does Afro-Latina mean? Because from when I hear Latinas say that they're portray themselves or say that they are Afro-Latina, they're dark skinned or they have nappier hair. I've never heard somebody who looks like Evelyn be like, I'm Afro-Latina. It's usually just I'm Latina. Or I'm Latino, or I'm Puerto Rican.
True.
So it's like, to me, and I know in that community that that's a big deal. Usually when they are darker, they do get more shade because they ain't Spanish, or when they are, they might look Spanish, but their hair is a 4C texture, which is a very tight, coily, you know, nappy texture.
Yeah.
Then it's like, they ain't Spanish, but it's like,
it depends.
Spanish is a whole different melting pot, just like black is.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and to me, I think blackness is a broader, I look at blackness as a broader definition than just black American.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so back to the Afro-Latina thing. To answer your question, Afro-Latina is any country that has its roots in Africa.
So wouldn't that be like basically almost all of them?
That's the majority of them.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I can see why, of course I would definitely feel like Evelyn is Afro-Latina.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, all right, so but also the thing with Latin communities and Latin countries, and this is where colonialism did different things in different countries.
Gotcha.
So back to history and experience. Mm-hmm. Like the slave trade brought you to where you were.
Exactly.
History, boom. Happened with black people in America, happened with Haitians.
Yes.
Happened with Puerto Ricans, happened with Dominicans.
It did.
Happened with Cubans, happened with everybody in the Afro diaspora.
Exactly.
Now, in a lot of places, like, Argentina doesn't have as much. Mexicans, different bloodline. They don't have the African seed in them.
No, exactly.
So to me, yes, if your conduit may be a little bit different, it's just a little bit different, but your root is the same.
Gotcha.
Now, obviously, you have more of an admixture in you because you have the native and you have the European.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But most African-Americans, if you take a blood test, typically, your African blood is only about 40 to 70%.
Exactly, it's not
even 100%. In the
I'm not buying it.
No, it's not 100%
black.
You're 100% black, but African is different. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
So, I just kind of feel like we gotta. I don't know. I personally feel like we need to look at some things with more common sense. Most of the people, like, it never had to be explained before.
That's
Jim Jones,
true.
Puerto Rican.
Exactly.
Cameron, Dominican. All of Dipset is Dominican.
They are.
Well, yeah.
Jewels, but see, Dominican.
But let's
never
be fair,
Prodigy.
Though. You couldn't see that, though.
But
you couldn't really see
but that's
that.
The thing, but see, but this
Prodigy,
is, that's the thing, though.
Puerto Rican.
Exactly.
Mazalonzo. Cuban.
Never. See, but that's the thing. That's because that's a closed-minded American
thing. Oh, I agree.
No, American. I agree. It's not just, it's America.
Yeah.
We are very, when we think of white, you think all white people have blonde hair. They don't. You think all black people are dark-skinned. We're not. There are light-skinned black people. There are brown-skinned black people. There are black people. There are white people who have red hair. There are white people who are
a little
darker.
Black people who have red hair.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's just we don't really understand. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But it's like we don't understand.
That.
I think that's a closed-minded thing. That's why I feel like when we have all these like different terms, like with the whole light-skin versus dark-skin or Afro-Latina versus Latina. Like, really?
I think that I wish that the Afro-Latina thing could do better than it's doing.
I wish it could, too.
To be honest with you, like, it had so much potential. Mm-hmm. But again, I feel like what's happening is you have light-skinned people versus dark-skinned people.
Yes.
It always goes back to that.
Always.
And it's like, wow, this is really crazy to me.
It's crazy. Yeah. We all literally have the same problem.
Yeah. It has the potential. To answer your question about colonialism, I feel like the problem with Latin American countries is that you have... It's their history.
Mm-hmm.
So you had them transport the African slaves as part of the slave trade. You had the natives that were there. And depending on where they were, the slave owners, everybody intermingled and intermixed. A lot of them kept ties to Spain. Mm-hmm. And so you have a very bad relationship with their African and their indigenous roots.
Mm-hmm.
They prefer to see themselves as closer related to the Spaniard.
Oh, right? Of course.
Which is like, I don't know, it's like a cyclical thing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's like if somebody's been abused, that's how I look at it. If somebody's abused and they have an affinity towards their abuser, it doesn't make it right.
No.
It doesn't make it any better, but it is what
but
it is.
Exactly.
That's kind of how I see that struggle.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I like that though.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah, I really want to, honestly though, like in the future, I want us to
I want to really seriously have a big topic about this, like the Afro-Latina, light-skinned versus dark-skinned, and I want us to have, like, 2 to 3 people on as guests.
Yes.
Like, I want this to be big, because it's a big deal. It is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
But to me, one thing I can say, although I like Evelyn, I don't have a problem with Evelyn saying, like, nigga and all that. No, I didn't think that was... I don't know. Yeah. I feel like she, like, girl, like, that's OG typical New York lingo.
OG doesn't look American. She
looks African.
She's African, right?
Yeah. Or possibly Haitian. She looks it. Like, you know, she don't look like she from, you know.
No, she's not American. Yeah. You can tell. I think you're right. She's African.
Yeah, she's African. She has, her parents were on the show and everything. Like, her brothers. She's from Africa.
Yeah.
So but, I get that. So she is African American, but I feel like for her to, I didn't think it was right that she said it.
Yeah, I mean, to her opinion.
Yeah, and most definitely. Yeah, but I don't agree with it at all. Because I was just like, girl, niggas be saying nigga all the fucking time.
I think she,
like,
just wanted to do it to hip a little about.
Exactly.
I think, yeah. But it did. Because it hurt her feelings.
Oh, it most definitely did. Because then she really, like,
was hurt. She
tried to defend herself.
Right.
And it was like, don't defend yourself. Yeah. Don't do that. Like, let her talk and say whatever the fuck she want to say. If your people around you and niggas that you rock with are not offensive, fuck what she says.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And if you get backlash from that, fuck them too. You're you. Be you.
Yeah, I
do. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree. I think it's explosive. I don't know. I be so conscious sometimes. Like, I just think that it's just so, it's explosive when you take, I see it as taking light skin people versus dark skin people.
Yeah, so
it
weird.
Becomes such a topic. The only people it affects negatively, which is funny, is people of color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Who does this affect? Do white people give a shit?
No.
They don't care.
They could be all different types of shades and they do not, we're white.
But it doesn't exactly, matter, right? Yeah. Like, but this conversation here about, like, what community does that affect?
Us, crazy.
Hello. And it's like we let it, which is the craziest thing. I definitely think we need to be more educated.
We do.
I think that, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, starting off with conversation, starting off with having like an open forum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sit down and have a session with so many people and hopefully get someone on that's experienced, that actually went through something like that, where they were accused of saying that they were something that they felt like they weren't, or always bullied or something to that effect. Maybe we can get a different set of a panel of different people, but that'll be something that we can put in the works.
Yeah,
but that was just a...
That was a good question. I like that question.
That was a wild question.
Yeah. Shout out to whoever.
That's my girl. She's my girl for life. It's never going to change. Period. And I felt really good that she was even able to come to me and ask.
Girlfriends.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I said, I don't want to say friends. Because there's only literally 2 chicks that I rock with at my job. That's it. And she's one of them.
That's what's up.
And we out?
Yeah, we out.
All right, family.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much for listening.
Peace, love.
All right.